This summer, the story of Cecil, the magnificent male lion shot by an American hunter in Zimbabwe, made it very clear just how contentious the issue of trophy hunting is.
And now there are two news stories reigniting the debate. One involves the shooting of a massive bull elephant in Africa. The other is about safari hunters suing an airline which is refusing to fly dead exotic animals, that's what trophies are, on their planes because of the outrage over Cecil.
Now, Vicky Croak covers all things animal for us at Here and Now, and she's with us. Hi, Vicky.
Hey, Magda.
So first of all, this lawsuit, what is it about exactly?
So this involves Corey Knowlton. He's the Texas hunter who paid $350,000 for a permit to shoot an endangered black rhino in Namibia, which he did in May. But in the wake of the killing of Cecil, several airlines, including Delta, decided to stop transporting these trophies. And Knowlton says he couldn't ship his rhino trophy back to Delta, back on Delta.
And he says that that was illegal, Delta's decision?
He says the policy is discriminatory. It discriminates against hunters. And a couple of hunting groups have joined with him in filing a lawsuit in U.S. District Court in Texas. For perspective, I talked to Chris Green. He's the executive director of the Animal Law and Policy Program at Harvard Law School. And interestingly, he also happens to be the person who started the lobbying campaign with Change.org this summer to get Delta to ban the trophies from their planes. He's not so sure the suit will get traction. Here's what he had to say.
Analyzing the complaint as written, I have a hard time seeing how these claims even would make it before a judge based on the existing FAA discrimination statutes and litigation. But even if a judge were to consider the merits of the case, the reality is that 115 other airlines already banned the transport of live primates for research, and airlines like Virgin Atlantic have refused to carry hunting trophies for several years now, policies which have never been successfully challenged in court.
So the hunting groups bringing suit obviously think they do have a chance, and only time will tell where this one will go.
But Vicky, I want to ask you a quick question. Mm-hmm. If people can't bring trophies back to put on their wall that they've paid $350,000 for, do you think they'll stop the hunting?
This for sure would influence it.
Yeah.
A lot of other factors, I think, will too.
Yeah, well, let's look at this another case of the hunting. There was the killing of this magnificent bull elephant earlier this month. We have pictures. They're disturbing for some of us. The identity of the German hunter who killed the elephant has been revealed this week, but tell us what happened.
So the German hunter you mentioned reportedly paid something like $60,000 for a hunting safari in Zimbabwe, and he ended up killing a massive bull elephant. I mean, this guy's so massive.
Oh, the picture.
It's tough to take. Yeah. He may be the largest elephant killed in the last 30 years, and he had enormous tusks weighing 122 pounds. Now, all of that was legal, but tragic to many. Elephants pretty much continue to grow throughout their lives, so a big elephant means a very mature elephant. This guy was 40 to even 60 years old.
Well, and an older elephant. Now, there are hunters who say that might be a point in the hunter's favor?
That's right. It's a rationale we've heard before. But elephant experts say an older elephant is a really successful elephant, a survivor. He's got genes you want to keep passing on to the next generations. And male elephants are more than just sperm donors. I mean, they play an important social role. Among other things, they keep young bulls in line. Without guidance from the older guys, the young ones can become basically really juvenile delinquents, harassing and even killing rhinos in some cases.
Mm-hmm. But some of the hunters claim that the money that they pay to go on these expeditions actually end up helping conservation.
This is the really thorny question. And hunters say, yes, that money goes there, while animal welfare groups say no, that animals are worth more alive than they are dead. I know that last week, Deborah Pata of CBS News did a report. She visited a community in Zimbabwe that's supposed to receive money from trophy hunting in the area, but the people there said they haven't gotten a cent.
No, there's that. Well, and also we've been watching the tweets of prominent animal activists like Ricky Gervais, mm-hmm. not happy. So has this hunter of the bull elephant gone into hiding the way Walter Palmer felt he had to? That was the Minnesota dentist who killed Cecil.
Right. And Walter Palmer, by the way, we learned this month, will not be facing any charges in Zimbabwe. But as you say, we've seen the media, social media can really dog these guys, charges or no charges, once their photos are repped on the internet. And Ricky Gervais tweeted that he'd like to pay to knock the elephant hunter's teeth out.
Mm, boy.
And he's got a huge social media following. PETA, among others, offered a reward to anyone who could ID the guy. And he was named this week by several sources as a wealthy 53-year-old German businessman named Rainer Schor. He's denied being responsible, and he's been ducking the press since his name was made public.
But we should underscore, Vicky, you said a little earlier that this elephant hunt at least was legal. It was a legal
That's
hunt.
Right. Yeah. All permits in place.
Okay, but of course, I mean, there are problems for elephants in Zimbabwe. I mean, it's been a deadly month there.
It's been a tough time. Poachers this month used cyanide to poison at least 40 elephants in a couple of separate incidents. It's a horrible way to die, and that poison obviously can affect many other animals and people.
Vicky Croak, we have a minute left here. We need good news.
We do. We desperately need some good news.
Me too. World. We've got great news, which is an ex-orphan elephant, Wendy, went back to her orphanage in Kenya. She's been released into the wild. She came back because she has a little baby of her own, and she wanted to show her human and elephant family at the orphanage.
Well, you're just imposing your thinking on that, but I'm going with that. I'm going with that.
And there's video.
Oh, will we post it?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. Yay. We needed that. Vicky Croak, thanks as always.
Thank you, guys.